since 2017, I've looked at people's blood. I kind of know what is supposed to be there, what it's supposed to look like, and what I'm finding lately has more things in it than it should. Can say is, this is what I'm finding, and then the first thing a client is going to say is, what do we do about it? And I don't have that answer, and that's why I'm reaching out. My name is Kelly Bacher. I live in Campbellford, Ontario. I am a live blood analyst. I'm a practitioner that just helps people analyze anomalies in the body, and then we give, like, say, a meal plan or a supplement regime to help them feel better. I had an influx of people that were like, we really need this done because we're being told there's nothing wrong, and they just knew there was something wrong. These things that I'm seeing, which I've sent video and still pictures, they're illuminated. They glow green. And they self-assemble. And when they are morphed into whatever organism I'm looking at, they look crab-like or squid or like something. It looks like tentacles, segmented tentacles, kind of like a spider, but I never saw those things before. Never. And then there's the metallic kind of looking pieces that will eventually degrade but turn into a living thing that I don't even know what it is. If I shut my microscope off, they go almost dormant. And then when I turn it back on and the heat's up and the lights are on, then you'll just, we're dead 1 minute, and then you'll just ever so slightly see them move, and then before you know it, it's all a buzz again. That's not normal. When blood dies, it dies. These things aren't dying. And it's scary. When I first noticed, it was like bubbles. I don't know if you've ever seen mold spores develop, like where there's like a few bubbles and then all of a sudden bloop, you see another one and they're kind of like growing. At first, that's what I saw, and I do believe I sent that picture to you, and they just kept bubbling. But then the smaller bubbles kind of connected, causing a chain. And then other chains joined it to make almost like a network. It was very bizarre. That was one of the anomalies. The other one was the metal fragments. Well, they look metal. I can't say they are. I can't conclusively say that. They broke apart, and as they were disintegrating, strings or legs, or I'm going to use the word tentacles because that's what it looked like. It looked like a baby squid. I've never seen this before. I will take a capillary prick drop of blood from Bob's finger, very similar to what you would do with a diabetic to test their sugar. When blood dies, it dies.
So we're going to test my blood now. I have not taken the experimental medical treatment. Yeah, I already made this joke, but normally nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Nobody!
Yeah, you know, if shedding is a thing, which a lot of people say it is, then I expect to find some anomalies in my blood, too, because I haven't shied away from anybody who's vaccinated. I haven't discriminated.
So in a recent interview, I accused my former colleague Sir Patrick Vallance and my former colleagues Sir Mene Pangalos of AstraZeneca, James Mercer and Dr. Mathai Mammen of J&J. I accused them of crimes against humanity. You are responsible for the R&D of the vaccines. It's on your watch. So even if you don't know it, you're responsible. And I said, you need to come and debate with me publicly or you need to resign. Soon after I did that, first Patrick Vallance announced his intention to leave, I think, next month, no, December. And to my great surprise, Dr. Mathai Mammen of J&J left, I would say, in a hurried fashion, saying he'd enjoyed his time there, but he wasn't saying anything about what he was going to do. So I'll say it again, James, Dr. James Merson, you know, you have actively or passively allowed to come into being and to be distributed after terrible, inconsistent manufacturing, a product that's been injected into probably billions of people on the planet, killing perhaps 1 in 1,000 and injuring perhaps 1 in 100. And it's on your conscience. Come and debate with me and have it recorded or resign. Everyone knows that I am accusing you personally because I had jobs similar to that. If there was a product in clinical trials or God help me on the market and I'd okayed it amongst other people, I would have been responsible. So you are, James Merson. Sir Mene Pangalos, Senior Vice President of AstraZeneca, same charges to you. You have sat astride the vaccine development program. Did you know how awful your contracts, manufacturing organizations are? Absolutely dreadful. You are responsible for that, and it's injured and killed people, lots and lots of people. I don't care what it is you've been offered or with what you have been threatened. You must resign.
We are love. You were created for love by the being who is love. You were literally fashioned and molded by God's hands and his intention to be the object of his affection. And then to actually imitate and be an extension of his love to a world that does not know it.
Matthew 10:33, Jesus said, "But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Jesus is our only hope. There is no other name under heaven given by men whereby we must be saved. That name is Jesus, and Jesus alone. No man on earth has the power to forgive you of your sins. No other way to get into heaven but through Jesus. You need Jesus.
I am going to get a lot of hate for this video, but hands down, this is the scariest verse in all of the Bible. In Ephesians 5, verses 3 to 5, it makes a list of 7 types of people who will not make it into heaven. And then it goes on to say this about that group of people: "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience." Why is this so scary? Because right now there are people in hell as we speak who listened to the deception of other people. Here's what the lies sound like. People say, "Even pastors commit this sin, so how will you defeat it?" Or some people say, "Hey, don't worry about it. God's all loving. He would never send anyone to hell." Or a very popular one right now: "Don't tell people to turn from their sins. That's work-based salvation."
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Glenda Lomax. The title is Forging Ahead, Looking Back. And this word was posted February 20th, 2023. So many of my children look back on easier times, times of joy and plenty, times filled with smiles and laughter. Children, I know you miss what once was your life, but that life can be no more. The end is upon you, and that life will never return. No semblance of that life will return. All is about to change irrevocably as America's enemies rush in, and the entire world erupts in war and chaos. In this war, there will be much death and suffering. Whole cities will be destroyed in minutes, lives snuffed out, families left desolate, food supplies destroyed. There is nothing you can do to prevent it, as it has been ordained from the foundations of the world. Sin must always be answered with judgment, where repentance is absent. Pray, my children, pray for those you love who are still lost, that I might save them before the darkness falls. Pray to be counted worthy to escape what is to come. Pray they will as well. Forge ahead. Do not waste time looking back, for there is no time left to waste. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
This next one, uploaded by user Paranormal Video, has divided viewers over on Twitter. Take a look. In the background, there's a person riding a horse. However, they look almost transparent. And by the end of the clip, it looks like they disappear altogether. The footage has left some viewers creeped out, saying that it's a ghost caught on camera. However, others think it's nothing more than a poor compression rate and low resolution, causing the horseman to look spookier than normal. So where do you sit on this? Ghost rider or poor camera quality? Let me know in the comments down below.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Nish Kumar is a British comedian. Seen here, no symbolism as far as I can tell. Is everything just A-okay in the world? Right? Is everything A-okay? I say this because there's a lot of issues in the world, and once you stop and look around and start researching and praying, you will discover that the world is fallen. Much of the world is sold out. It's not A-OK, it's actually 666. And Nish Kumar does the Uttara Bodhi Mudra with his hands there, a gesture taken from yoga that is supposed to represent supreme enlightenment, but it is not. It is deception from Satan and the pride of humanity to pose like this, and to pose like this as well. This is one of the more interesting poses. It seems to be a little up his nose. Brothers and sisters, we're another day closer to redemption. Keep looking up. God bless you.
You want children? and now I've had my basically 40-year drug habit, and probably a couple of 4-hour kickings in my life, and I've been left with like a lot of PTSD. Yeah.
God loves you.
I believe that.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am. I'm ready.
That's God's power going through you. Andrew, that's God's power going through you. There you go. That's God's power going through you, Andrew.
To wash the temptations out of my life.
So what sort of drugs?
Ice, amphetamines. And I absolutely hate it. And it's been 2 weeks.
What are you?
It's been 2 weeks and I'm finding the temptations harder than anything else.
What do you feel right now?
I'm feeling your spirit.
You're feeling the Holy Spirit. What does that feel like?
I've only felt it once before. Butterflies, joy, excitement, yeah.
It's the power of God going through you. Addiction coming out of you. That's the spirit of addiction coming out of you. That's the spirit of addiction coming out.
That feels amazing. Yeah, it feels awesome.
I believe you're set free.
I'm more positive about this.
Come, I believe you're free.
She's a miracle girl. Open these ears now. Tonight. Miracle for this. Open down. Man, what's happening? Come over here, man. Help us out, this woman. Just turn out here. So, hey, how you feeling? What's happening?
She's never been drunk, but you feel it now?
She said she's never been drunk, but she feels it now.
I don't know what I feel.
It looks like that, from what I heard.
Help the woman up. Yes, Lord. I hope she's not driving. Is she driving tonight? Nurse driving. Nurse driving. driving tonight. It's going to be an action-packed night. And so, can you hear me now?
Yes.
You can hear me. You've got your hearing aids. She's got hearing aids
in her hand.
She's got hearing aids in his hand. So, can you hear me normally?
No, I can hear you real well. I can hear you real well.
I'm going to open her deaf ears. Give her a hand, everybody. You know, you might be listening and say, this is very odd. But there's a verse of the Bible that says, we've seen strange things today. And some of those strange things happen. Some of the power of God is so strong, Kim can't stand up. But you might say, you know what, often this happens. God's also doing a deep emotional work. It might look funny, but the Holy Spirit's doing a very... You saw her crying before. She's had a lot of pain and grief with a sick husband and stuff that's going on. And God is now doing a deep work in her soul. What does it feel like?
Oh, no, energy.
Just let her lay down. She needs a rest. No energy. You see, the power of God's all over her. Thank you.